Mr. Burnt, do you, I know we were expecting City of Hollister as well. This morning was to talk amongst us.
He said he had a commitment on at this time.
Okay.
Rick has to be at a bid opening this morning.
Okay.
So he couldn't be here.
Okay. What they have approached with, do you want to come on up, Chris? We have Mr. Chris Burnt with Western Taney County Fire District with us.
Well, actually, yeah, I'm here as the
emergency manager. Emergency management manager this morning.
Yeah. Sure do.
Yeah.
With this, the county has been approached to partner up with City of Hollister and retain the river gauge on Turkey Creek. Currently, the amount of $76.75 is for a six-month period to get us through December of 2023. But with that, the renewal of that in January, that would just end up being what the county's half would be if we so wish to move forward with that. We did not have this on for approval this morning. This was discussion. So if we want to pursue or ensue discussion at this time, we should go ahead with that.
It was supposed to be on for approval also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just noticed this morning on the agenda, I missed that part because it does say discussion this morning. I guess we could take a general consensus of the commission if we wish to pursue this, because once again, it will need to go before our attorney, Mr. Elliott, to get an agreement drafted and stuff in order to enter into an agreement.
Even though this says it's 6 months and Hollister is wanting to Turkey Creek, they are willing to pay the $76.75. Then if Taney County paid the $76.75, would that continue out? So that would that be for 1 year then?
Yeah, so this is mid-year because USGS got it under a grant. USGS would really like to move it onto the regular calendar year. So for right now, they would like to do the 6 months, and then after that, whatever we want to do. So for the whatever
76, 75, so 38.
So we would split that in half for the remaining of this year with Hollister, and then next year it would be the 76 would be our portion for the county.
Okay.
And we looked trying to find a grant for that, and it, we weren't able to find anything right away that would just is for that. But Turkey Creek is just the way it flowing from the south to the north. We can and have had major flooding more toward the state line that caused major issues in Hollister that that wasn't causing any other flooding, and it was really a surprise because we did not have a river gauge at the time to see that. Plus, even Roark and that one, it helps the core to see how much water is flowing into Taney Como when they have to release water. Many times they delay it, you know, at least half a day or a day to open gates, just because what they can see, what the amount of other water that's flowing into Taney Como. So with that said, from what I understand, Branson has no interest doing anything on Roark, so I don't know that the county should be paying for the whole one on Roark, so I think we really should focus on the Turkey one, Turkey
Creek one. At this point, the commission has only been approached about the Turkey Creek one at this time, so...
And I can remember when Turkey Creek flooded and they had mobile homes and going down, they didn't know what, and firefighters are out there in canoes and capsizing.
Well, they were in a Zodiac and they got hit by an occupied mobile home floating down. They were trying to get the people out of the mobile home and it was swept down and it got them between a tree and the mobile home. That's how our guys got thrown out of the Zodiac. And it was at night, and you know, in the dark at night, and it came as a complete surprise. This river gauge would clearly help that, to be able to keep an eye on things better.
Okay. Commissioner Williams, if we could get this agendized, would you have a problem with getting this on the agenda by the 3rd so we could move with this if we so choose?
The 3rd of August?
Yeah, so if we, yeah, just that would be within the next couple days here.
Actually,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. According to the letter that we had here that I think that was sent to you, Ms. Burr, is that it was July 1st was the deadline, but the administrator Hollister has spoken with them and let them know that Hollister will definitely go forth, so they will, they did not cut it off now, and they're giving us so many, another week.
Well, yes.
They're going on his assurance that...
Yes, exactly.
That they will at least do their part and take care of it.
Yes.
So what then, if we are going to do this, then we, am I told, Nikki, if she's listening, that we would need to give the specifics to our attorney and him, and he go over that? And is that what we would then vote on for next week or the week after?
It more than likely has to be the week after. I know that
he's on vacation.
He won't be able to turn it on by the 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking to get a vote to pursue it, but I guess we could get an agreement in place and then get it agendized.
I would move forward with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really the main thing, is get a general consensus. If we're good with moving forward with it, we can get everything in place and we have a verbal commitment. So.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion on this matter at this time, Commissioner Williams?
I have none.
Okay. Commissioner White?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Well, then we'll move on down the agenda. Next, we have notice of renewal for HVAC services for our judicial center and jail facility. Once again, I have a letter dated July 28, 2023 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, that approves to the notice as to form. The contract is by and between Taney County and Temperature Control Company. It's a renewal for the agreement with no changes in the terms of the original agreement.
No questions?
I would entertain a motion at this time.
I move to approve the agreement between Temperature Control Company and Taney County for the renewal of HVAC services for the Judicial Center and Jail Facility, file number 23-100M.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sorry, I missed the file number on that. It was on the secondary line. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
You stated it, though, so that was great. Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Hillary Bargman and Matthew Bryand. In front of us, we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff.
Yes, this would be to widen out the turnaround to accommodate bigger equipment to turn around.
And on which road was this, Devin?
Off of Kirtley.
Go ahead, Devin. I'm sorry.
It would be off of Kirtley Road.
Kirtley Road.
Yep.
And
I move to approve the grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for public road improvements between Hillary Bartman and Matthew Bryant. Is that right? And Taney County?
I
have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Alfred Wayne LaRue, a single person. Same road,
that
Devin?
That would be the same thing, just the other side.
The opposite turnaround. Side of the yeah. turnaround. Okay.
I move to approve the grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements between Alfred Wayne LaRue, a single person, and Taney County.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have road petition. This is for Whispering Hills Court. This is one that we held off on a couple weeks ago.
You tabled it.
Tabled.
Until I went and talked to the property owners about additional water. They were good with it.
And they were good with the tree removal and the right-of-way that we would have to obtain.
And they signed it. I don't know if you have a copy of that or not.
I do, yep.
Okay. Of the letter.
Would you like to hear the letter, Commissioner Williams?
No, I'm fine.
That's fine. Okay.
Well, we approved it on the condition that you talked with him and you did speak with him, so we will. Whispering Hills.
We tabled it. We didn't make any decisions.
Yeah, we didn't make any decisions. It was just tabled.
I move that we take Whispering Hills Court into the Taney County road system.
Aye.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next on our agenda, we have personal property abatement. We have a single this morning in front of us from the Taney County Clerk's Office. We have Ms. Jim Hutchinson.
Yes. And according to the notes, it says that the taxpayer was overcharged with the 2019 Ford Fusion. The purchase price was $19,468. Based on the purchase price, the taxpayer should have been charged with an assessed value of $6,490, not $8,180. Please refund the difference of $1,690 assessed back to the taxpayer.
So in figuring like personal property, we go through they used to call it like a blue book. We have a certain book that we go to that tells us the year and make of the vehicle, right?
I'm thinking so.
Yeah. And so, but now instead of
that,
if they can make a deal with the dealer and they prove what the purchase price is and they bring that back, that's the way I think I'm reading this, then they value it by the purchase price that they actually paid.
I'm assuming so. That was from the assessor's office, mm-hmm. so I'm not quite sure on how they figured that.
Then I move to, based upon that, I move to approve abatement number 300-876, July 31st, 2023. Dated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye. Motion carries. Aye. Yep, motion carries. All right. That's all we have on the agenda down here this morning. It is 9:33. We will be in recess. We're scheduled for 9:30 for our Road and Bridge Roundtable in the Taney County Commission Conference Room.